You're listening to SBS News.
The Buddhist monks at the Laotian Buddhist Temple in Western Sydney give spiritual guidance every day. But in this time of the pandemic, they're preaching a more practical message too. My Somdet is encouraging everyone to get tested.
Doesn't matter you, any part of the world you're from, you stay here together. You have to get yourself tested and be safety for yourself and for the people around you.
Fellow Buddhist Venerable Dasen Chan Pakiao says their community is there to help.
If they need help, they always come to community, have a community centre here, or go to temple to ask me and ask the monk.
It's at the busy Sydney temple where a new pop-up COVID-19 testing clinic has been established. It's all part of a plan to encourage members of the Lao community to get tested. Jesusa Helaratne from the New South Wales Multicultural Communication Service says there are several misconceptions stopping people from migrant backgrounds from visiting testing clinics. Among them are language barriers and concerns over payment and safety.
They have that fear that maybe it's going to cost them money to come and get tested. And if they're international students or they don't have a visa, or they have a working visa, they think that they can't work here, they don't have a Medicare card. Look, you don't need a Medicare card. You can come here to a clinic, you can get tested, just have an identification card.
Ms. Helaratne says another common concern is about what happens if you test positive.
One of the misconceptions as well is they think that if they do get tested for coronavirus and they do get tested for positive, then they may have to pay for the treatment, but that's not the case. If they're tested positive, the health service will call them up and New South Wales Health will guide them through the process, and it's all for free without a Medicare card.
It's hoped by establishing clinics at local community centres or places of worship like this one at the Laotian Temple, people will feel more comfortable to show up for testing. Teresa Isdale, the disaster manager for southwestern Sydney's local health district, says they take many factors into account when choosing locations for a clinic.
When we set up a pop-up centre, we make sure that it is accessible to the community, it's safe, and they're familiar with the environment.
Having a clinic embedded in the community also means health officials can collaborate with local organisations, interpreters and doctors. Ms. Helaratne explains.
Working with statewide services like Multicultural New South Wales, the Refugee Health Service, to ensure that we are understanding and hearing the voices and the issues that are within the communities. So through them, we're able to understand what are the key messages that need to be sent out. And not just that, it has to be culturally appropriate and linguistically appropriate.
To make sure the message reaches the community, however, is another challenge, using spokespeople who are trusted, as well as utilising the right communication channels, is imperative. Det Sissengrat, who is in charge of the Lao Community Advancement Co-op, says using social media has been helpful.
We talk to members of our community, we phone them, we put them on Facebook, and we ask them to come over for everyone's safety, for them, for the family, and for the public.
He wants to make sure everyone in the Lao community comes to get tested.
We always tell them that being tested is very safe, it's free, it's free and very easy. And even people who don't have Medicare, they can be tested and we protect their identity.
Across the country, state health departments have made an effort to reach out to diverse communities. New South Wales Health alone has issued close to 900 multilingual COVID-19 resources in over 50 languages. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.